Hey guys, welcome back to Hot Topics, and I'm Olivia.
I'm Keenan.
And I'm Hugo.
And a really hot topic right now is the royal wedding, because it's a wedding and it's royal.
It's a royal wedding!
And it's also, I did the math, and it's not going to happen for a long time, because like the next person in line is like the baby George. So this is a pretty fun event, but we're going to probably have more podcasts about the royal wedding at some point, but right now we're going to start it off a little lighthearted because you might need some time to get some souvenirs. So we have some unique and bizarre souvenirs.
The most bizarre souvenirs of the royal wedding.
Dun, dun, dun.
The first one on my list is a one-piece bathing suit for women of either Prince Harry or Meghan Markle's face.
It takes up the entire bathing suit.
It's just like their face.
Can I see the picture?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll show you the...
That's very nice.
Yes, yes.
This reminds me of the trend, like, last year. Like,
I really want to buy that.
It was, like, a hairy chest
It was a hairy chest bathing suit.
That reminds me of that.
Like,
it's super creepy looking. It's just, like, their entire face.
It's their entire face. It's so weird.
I feel like it's...
How much is it? I might actually get it.
I don't know. Hugo, you would wear it?
I would wear a female swimsuit if it had Harry on it.
It doesn't say, but I'll look it up later. Maybe we can... We'll tweet about it if I find the price.
Alrighty.
Okay, the next one we have is you can get Marmite. That's like a thing.
Is like, it's like a food.
English
thing.
It's like Vegemite.
You put like Marmite on toast and stuff.
Yeah. You can get one that say Harry and Meghan on them. So like this is a picture. It says Harry.
Oh, that's so useful.
A lot of people actually like it's either you really like Marmite or you really don't.
That's Vegemite.
No, it's Marmite. I watch British YouTubers, brother.
I watch Australian YouTubers.
Oh, all right.
Libby is an Australian YouTuber. Okay, that's a story for another time. So,
never mind, I am.
That's Libby's Australian YouTuber story is another time.
I forgot about that.
Okay, the next one I have...
Haven't heard about that.
...is a... it's a bongo drum.
Wow,
you
wow.
You can get it for £51.99. And it has a picture. It says Royal Engagement, Harry and Meghan, and it has a picture of them.
Very
and
nice.
It's a bongo drum. You know, if you ever
see the thing is, they have the picture of them on the side of the drum, but I would put it if
on
you
the
don't,
top.
If you don't like them, you can put it on the top and just bang their heads.
I know, that'd be so cool. It was just
I'm
like
just kidding, don't do
nice.
That. Okay. It'd just be funny.
This one's not really that weird, but it's just kind of weird. You can get a coloring book of them. Just kind of random. I mean, it's not the weirdest
it's
thing
not
ever.
Too weird.
Yeah, that's not weird.
It says Harry and Meghan, a love story coloring book, royal wedding.
I wouldn't want that. I don't think I'd give my kid a love story coloring book. I'd rather give them
Dora
the
Explorer.
One?
Probably give them a Harry swimsuit, maybe.
Another one is a clock with their faces engraved on it.
It's kind of cool. That's a little excessive. I want to buy that, but.
Yeah,
maybe some people really liked him.
Clock
know.
In my bedroom, like,
Miss Elvers might buy that because she really likes the royal family.
Who knows? She might like this. You can buy a plate with their faces on it.
Wow.
So, you know, you're eating your mac and cheese or whatever.
Oh, that looks like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I was about to say, is that Ed Sheeran?
It is.
Why is there Ed Sheeran?
It is Ed Sheeran.
Is there an affair between Meghan
Markle
and Ed Sheeran?
There's now a royal souvenir plate commemorating Meghan Markle's wedding to Ed Sheeran. And yes, you read that right.
Okay. Oh, so is that the point that it's not Harry? It's Ed Sheeran.
Because they both
it's
have
literally,
the
it's
same
Ed Sheeran.
Haircut.
It's like literally just a picture, like a circle with Meghan Markle and a circle.
It
says to commemorate the marriage of. There's an H above his name and an M above her. And it has like May 19th. And it says Prince Henry.
Harry?
What?
Is Prince Harry's real name Henry?
Moving on. Next.
Is it? Okay, this one is weird. I would buy this because, you know, if I was at the royal wedding, I would want to prove. They have Pez.
Whoa, that's cool.
With their, like, upper bodies, like, shoulders and up.
That's
it's
cool.
Really detailed. I want one really bad, and I'm probably going to order one online.
But the thing is, if you were at the royal wedding, I don't think they have a royal wedding gift shop in the
what
back.
What flavor would it taste like? Like cake or something?
I mean, they probably have
cake
just
batter.
Normal flavors. But they're just like the Pez dispenser.
Like Star Wars one aren't Darth Vader themed.
You can taste Darth Vader.
No, all right. They're not Darth
they're,
Vader
They're
flavor.
Just like cherry, and Darth Vader ones are like
that's
Olaf.
Very nice.
Olaf. I like the lemon one. So there's like lemon raspberry.
I love lemon.
Fruit punch.
That's dirty.
Fruit punch. I don't know, but I would totally buy
and
that.
And raspberry lemonade.
That's I don't know what the flavors, lemon raspberry. But whatever.
Lemon's pretty good.
That's good. Okay, so the next one we have is, they're called, so it's like a box. It says wedding rings.
A box.
It's cereal. So, like, it says wedding rings because, wow, like, they're like Cheerios.
So oh, so, you so know, it's like a ring and then this Cheerios.
It's not
are
actually like a, I
with
thought
the ring. And
the way you were explaining it, I thought it was like a box that you'd keep a wedding ring in, like a small box, but it's just a normal cereal box that has, yes, their faces on it. That says
so you're
wedding
eating
rings.
Wedding rings.
So the it's, name of the cereal is wedding.
Yeah.
What if you like, propose to your wife with one of those wedding rings?
Well, it says Harry and Meghan's wedding.
Got him.
I mean,
Keenan and I are gonna be proposing to our wives.
I'm just kidding.
What? That's only for you. You're the only dude in this class.
Mr. Miller.
Okay,
he's already proposed.
Oh, yeah, it comes with a free mask.
It says free mask on the box. And then there's
what
a picture
mean?
Of the queen that says, tastes really good.
Mask? What is that?
It says free mask.
Oh, a mask.
Mask?
Queen.
As in, like,
I don't know.
Face mask?
Not like a face rejuvenating mask, but like a mask you would cover your face with. Like, if you wanted to pretend like you were Queen Elizabeth, you would just put that mask over your face.
Oh, it says political cereals at the top.
Very
I guess
nice.
That's the brand.
Do you want some political,
yeah,
cereals?
It's toasted multigrain cereal. I'm just reading all the little things on the box.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Next thing.
Oh, that's all we have. That's
oh,
the, that was
okay,
last.
So
really
with
weird.
With these. Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I was all just right, saying that
anyway,
was the last weird, bizarre thing.
With these kind of things where we just talk about certain objects, we kind of give ratings. So go back to the first one, please, with the swimsuits.
Okay. Is one the weirdest?
I
think
no,
we
ten
should. Weirdest.
It's a 1 out of 5 scale. One is not weird. 5 is really weird.
Or we could
no,
rate
one
them
is something you would get, and 5 is. Or we
no, because I like buying weird stuff.
True.
Let's
so
let's rate them and then say.
Or
we could
them.
Say right. Like the order in which we would buy them. If we had to buy like all 5, like which one would we buy
no,
first?
No.
We'll do okay. The basic way that we've always been doing
okay.
It. And
so
yeah.
5 being the weirdest.
Yes.
Okay.
Swimsuits.
The bathing suit with their faces on it.
I would say a 5.
I would say a 4.7934.
I would
it's
say
the first
a 4
time
and
I've
a
given
half.
Anything a 5. So
it's a 4.5. Okay, I would buy that.
It's a swimsuit.
Would you buy that, Hugo?
I would buy it, yeah.
I would buy it depending on the price because I'm not about to spend
true.
All my money.
I would swimsuit. Probably still buy that.
How much is it?
Kenan's really
know.
Good at spending her money already. On things that she regrets later.
Mm-hmm. I bought a giant stuffed chicken once.
So
I
did
didn't,
I.
I didn't regret it, though. Neither did I. Okay, the Harry and Meghan Marmite.
I,
mean,
really, I don't know if I like
that's
Marmite,
like,
though.
I don't,
I'd probably give it a 1, yeah.
That's
not
one.
That weird.
It's not
it's
really
like,
weird. It's just like kind
of.
It's just,
it just reminds me of like Share a Coke, but all the names are the same. It's just
yeah,
packaging.
Yeah,
it's still
yeah.
The same product.
Okay. Oh, the bongo.
Ooh, I'd give that a 2, just because it's weird, like a bongo drum, like really
it's kind of
really
random.
I'd
I
give
would,
it a 3.75.
I'm giving it a 3. I would not buy it because I don't really care about a bongo.
Yeah,
it's
I
not
buy
really
that.
That weird. It's just like a random bongo.
It's like it's not weird. It's just like such a random thing to happen.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Not, it's
that's
not
why
very fun.
I gave it a 2 because it's like
oh.
Putting a picture on something isn't weird, but a bongo is like
kind of random.
Now,
I don't know. I would not. I wouldn't buy that personally. How about the coloring book?
That one's a 1.
That one's a 1. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I feel like you'd
buy. I
wouldn't
buy
that. Like a touristy shop.
I wouldn't buy that.
Actually, I'd probably buy it and just give it to someone.
Why?
Nice guy.
It's illustrated by, shout out to Teresa Goodridge. She illustrated the coloring book. If you're listening,
yeah,
to
Teresa.
We love
you,
Teresa. Okay. Would you buy this?
No.
Nope.
Sorry.
I wouldn't either.
Unless I was in, like, some kind of shop and I was buying for a child.
How about the clock?
That's oh, hold up. I have a good fun fact. So, you know how Princess Diana died in
yes.
The car accident in
yes.
Paris?
Yes.
Mother Teresa also died like a few days later with heart problems, but it got overshadowed because Princess Diana died and everybody's mourning her.
Mother
got
Teresa's
him.
Dead?
Yeah. So you didn't know
wait,
about it.
Was I ever
died.
Alive when
about
she was
that?
Alive?
I think so, yeah. Maybe
what was no. Interesting about
no,
that?
No, I don't think so. Never mind.
Wait, what was
okay, sorry, Sarah Kate, if you want to be on this podcast, come on. But anyway, what good fun fact because the illustrator's name is Teresa, so.
Oh, okay.
I the clock really is a 2, just kind of a normal item. Why would you put a picture
ooh,
on
I'd
it?
Give
I would
it a,
not buy it.
Give it a 3.7 because it's really random.
Yeah, I would give it a 3.
The bongo is weirder than that.
No, what? It's like, why would you, why put would you faces want a clock? On a clock, though?
Why would you want a bongo?
Because you can bang a bongo.
You can, alrighty.
You can tell time on a clock.
But that's not fun.
Yeah, but it's like, if you look at a clock,
hitting things is fun.
What? Oh, what if they divorced and you had a clock of them? And that'd be really weird.
You just crack the clock in half. Or
the clock would not work, but alright.
Okay, how about the Ed Sheeran and Megan?
Five. That's
if
so
if they divorce,
weird.
Then you could have it, like, and it wouldn't even be weird.
Yeah, definitely not weird.
Plot twist.
I think that's
Harry,
a five.
Harry is any English
is his actual guy. Name Henry because it says Prince Henry.
His dad's name is Henry, I think.
Oh. Is Ed Sheeran his dad?
Yeah. All right, anyway.
Ed Sheeran is Prince Harry's
I would
dad.
Also buy this because I like funny stuff. Like
I
that.
Would buy
yeah,
it,
that's
and
like
I would hang it in my room.
Because I would like it, and I would just like show it to people, and at first they'd be like, oh, that's sweet, like a picture from the wedding, and then it'd be like, wait.
Ed Sheeran.
Is that Ed Sheeran? I would.
Also.
I kind of feel like I wouldn't notice.
What's the, okay. deal, with, what's the deal with Ed Sheeran? Because he always makes, like, a really good song every year. Or, like, two good songs every year.
I don't know.
He never, like, doesn't make a good song.
He opened up for Taylor Swift one year.
Yeah,
and he's
I
gotten
was there.
So popular.
Yep. All right, moving on. Good job.
The Pez.
That's not that weird.
I would
like
definitely buy it.
Everything.
I would definitely buy it, but I think it's, like, a two.
Yeah, I think it's a three. I would buy it, and I would buy, like, seven of them.
I'd probably just buy 6.5 of them.
I'd buy seven. Livia, how many would you buy?
I'd buy 3.95.
Anyway.
I would buy 4.9. But,
you're going to buy 7.
I changed my mind to 4.9.
I would do 4.09.
Are we really arguing about how many pets
okay,
we buy?
Okay, next and last, right? Yes.
Yes,
last.
Last.
The wedding rings.
This kind of reminds me of, like, Wheaties, where they have athletes on it, which is kind of funny. So, I'd give this a good... Wait. I think I'd give this a 4.5 because it's, like, a different brand. Like, you'd have to make a whole other brand just for this cereal. So that's
I think
why
it's a little
weird.
Unnecessary. Like,
yeah.
This
I would buy
stupid.
It, but I'd give it a 4.5.
I don't know
weirdness.
If I would eat it.
It like, doesn't seem like good cereal. Like, there's nothing fun about it.
I mean, cereal, brother.
It's. I mean, it's kind of funny boxed. It's just... I might buy it. It depends on how much it is.
Okay.
Well,
oh,
that's
wait.
All we got.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's 40 pounds.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not buying that.
I don't know how to translate that to US.
That's more
like,
than
that's
$40.
It's like $42.
Oh, then no, brother.
Okay.
Well, that's all we have for Hot Topics. See you next time. Oh, and if you listen to a lot of podcasts, we'll write it on our fan wall.
And comment down below if you think we should do a podcast on the fact that I'm an Australian YouTuber.
Yeah,
yes.
All right.
That's a different time.
Very good. All right, bye. Okay.